How you doing, Pat?
I'm having a ball. How are you doing?
I'm good. Welcome back to Sioux City, Iowa. Glad to have you again.
Thank you.
You're coming in for the Tommy Bolin Festival tomorrow. And
yes, we are.
And okay, so you as a guitar... No, let me just go back. I've been a Pat Travers fan since I was young. I grew up in northern Minnesota, just south of the Canadian border, so we would listen to a radio station in Winnipeg, 92 City FM, and, you know, that's how I first got indoctrinated with the Pat Travers Band, another Canadian done well. There's a lot of good rock and roll that comes out of Canada, man.
Yeah, and a lot of kind of blues and R&B type guys, people, too. Yeah, it's weird.
I heard you got your start wanting to get into rock and roll after you saw Hendrix play up in Canada. Is that true?
I was 12, and I had an acoustic guitar, and I'd started to teach myself how to play. And then Hendrix came along, and I saw him when I was 13. So, yeah, that was incredibly inspirational. It was kind of mind-blowing in a way. I barely remember it. It was so overwhelming, you know. He had, I've never seen one Marshall stack. He had three of them, you know.
Such a good guitar player, and you got going at such an early age. I mean, yeah. you ended up, what, Ronnie Hawkins found out about you and kind of invited you to come along, and so you're in your early 20s packing up to go to overseas to get your rock and roll career going, man. You were in your early 20s.
With Ronnie, I think when I was 19 and 20, and then, I was 20 when I played with him, and then I went, that was in Toronto, but then I went back to Ottawa.
So you got on the road to rock and roll, and you've seen a lot of changes in the music business. You're coming back to play the Tommy Bolin Festival as a guitar player and a very good guitar player. What's your observations about Tommy Bolin?
I never really got to meet Tommy. I did see him play with Deep Purple in London on one of the very last shows they did together.
We're talking with Pat Travers this morning on the Big Daddy Show, and you know, you've been around a long time. Remember the old days when radio stations would have track dates and have you come into the studios and, you know, and play some acoustic stuff? And the reason I'm asking you that is because I saw you in the studios at 96K Rock in Fort Myers, Florida, a few years back when you and Eddie Money were in the studios doing a show with the Stan and Haney Show. Do you remember that?
That was one of the cool things about FM radio, especially AOR, album-oriented rock radio. The program directors had a lot of autonomy, and they could do just anything they wanted to do. So, you know, we were able to do stuff like that. And I think it really made a connection with the audience. You know, if you could come in to a local radio station and make a connection with everybody on a more personal level, it was just good. You knew which songs were going to be the ones people liked, because then you'd get a pretty good idea of what songs you wanted to push on the album.
That's old school research there, man. That's old school research.
It was cool.
You know, back in the day, I had some consultants tell me, as a program director of a radio station, if you wanted to do some good music research, go down to the local strip clubs and find out what the strippers are dancing to. Probably. Hey, Pat Travers, man, I'm a fan, and I'm so looking forward to seeing you on Saturday night. And I appreciate you fitting us into your schedule, and bring your A game. We're going to have some fun.
Oh, we will. I got a great band, David Pastorius on bass and Alex Petrosky on drums. And so, yeah, we're ready to dazzle.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, Pat. Thanks for spending time with us this morning, and we'll see you at the Icky Nickel on Saturday night.
Talk to you soon, brother.
Thank you, Pat.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye-bye.